The failure of Asian Americans to become leaders in the white-collar workplace does not qualify as one of the burning social issues of our time, but it is a part of the bitter undercurrent of Asian American life that so many Asian graduates of elite universities find that meritocracy, as they have understood it, comes to an abrupt end after graduation. If between 15 and 20% of every Ivy League class is Asian, and if the Ivy Leagues are incubators for the country's leaders, it would stand to reason that Asians would make up some corresponding portion of the leadership class. And yet the numbers tell a different story. According to a recent study, Asian Americans represent roughly 5% of the population, but only 0.3% of corporate officers, less than 1% of corporate board members, and around 2% of college presidents. There are 9 Asian American CEOs in the Fortune 500. In specific fields where Asian Americans are heavily represented, there is a similar asymmetry. A third of all software engineers in Silicon Valley are Asian, and yet they make up only 6% of board members and about 10% of corporate officers of the Bay Area's 25 largest companies. One succinct evocation of the situation appeared in the comments section of a website. If you're East Asian, you need to attend a top-tier university to land a good high-paying gig. Even if you land that good high-paying gig, the white guy with the pedigree from a mediocre state university will somehow move ahead of you in the ranks simply because he's white. Part of the insidious nature of the bamboo ceiling is that it does not seem to be caused by overt racism. A survey of Asian Pacific American employees of Fortune 500 companies found that 80% reported that they were judged not as Asians, but as individuals, but only 51% reported the existence of Asians in key positions.